Catch you up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Starting to see some solid slowdowns now southbound I-15 that start right around 1800 South before the I-80-201 interchange. And you don't get a break until you're passing 90th South. Northbound I-15 also slow and steady as you're going from Draper to Midville. Now we're also starting to see spots of slowing southbound I-215's West Belt, California Avenue to the Maverick Center. Lynn Thomas.
The crash, it's out in the West Desert Semi rollover. It's I-80 eastbound near the Skull Valley Road intersection. Now, that's west of Grantsville. Keep an eye out for that and some slowing. And it's getting busy as you head over the Point of the Mountain from the top of the Point of the Mountain down to about Thanksgiving Point as you go southbound I-15. In Provo itself, a little bit of tight traffic with some construction around 3rd South and University Avenue. And then those Pleasant Grove on-ramps there at State Street are getting a little bit tight. Mark?
Yeah, it looks like northbound I-15, you are still rolling a little heavy, bumping up the KSL travel times a few minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington, worst of the delays, 6 north to the North Interchange, and then tightening delays in Davis County. Farmington Highway 89 to Layton Hills Mall, Highway 89, very slow into Fruit Heights. Southbound I-15 coming down from Weber County, Roy, towards 650 North Clearfield. UDOT Construction Alert, plan ahead for lane restrictions on I-215. The West Side Belt reduced to 2 lanes each night while crews reconstruct the freeway with new concrete. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.